Welcome to another C3 Church Rockingham podcast. For more information about C3 Rockingham, please visit www.c3r.org.au.
Let's pray. Father, right now, I thank you that your word is alive. It's alive here today. You are here, Jesus. You are the word. And I thank you that today we open up our hearts to hear from you. Lord, we don't need to hear the voice of a woman. We do want to hear from you. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are the voice within my voice. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Thank you for the open heaven here today. I thank you for the open, hungry hearts I sense in this place. So, Holy Spirit, I pray, have your way, have your say. In Jesus' name, amen. One of my favourite movies of all times is a movie called Mickey Blue Eyes. Anyone, I shared this in our staff meeting recently, Oxford Falls, and all these like millennials are looking at me blankly, hadn't even heard of it. Do yourself a favour, get Mickey Blue Eyes out one. It's a Hugh Grant movie. So it is hilarious. And Hugh Grant, the very posh British gentleman, has got married to a woman, an American woman, whose father turns out to be the godfather, turns out to be a mobster, a New York mobster, gangster. And when he goes over to meet the family, they try to teach him the ways of the mob, the language. So he fitted in and he didn't stand out. Who has seen it? Anyone seen it? There is a scene in it where James Caan, who plays the godfather, is teaching Hugh Grant, the new son-in-law, the language. And so he's telling him, repeat after me, get out of here. Get out of here. Right? And Hugh Grant's trying to get out of here. No, no, get out of here. He goes, here. Just couldn't nail it. But then he's getting him to say something, getting him to say, forget about it. He goes, forget about it. No, forget about it. Forget about it. No, forget about it. Anyway, it's this repeat, forget about it. When I was praying for a word from God, I kept hearing, forget about it. Forget about it. Turn to your neighbor, say, forget about it. Forget about it. The name of this message is forget about it. I want to read from Philippians chapter 3, 12 to 14. And Jesus will fail, get movie out, but don't bring it into church. This is the Apostle Paul speaking, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Great advice, right? To press on, take hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And he tells us how, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Love this passage of scripture, so much in it, but I want to focus on forgetting those things which are behind. Forget about it. Easier said than done. Let me just say, as an Italian woman, easier said than done. I have a memory longer than your arm. And the Apostle Paul gives us this key to forget about it. I don't find it easy to forget about it. Anyone with me? Some things that go down in your life, it's not that easy to forget. However, as I read this chapter in detail, I looked at a few verses before his forget about it verse, before Paul, the Apostle Paul, makes a declaration that this one thing that he does, forgetting those things that are behind, he's done an interesting thing. So in Philippians 3 verses 4 to 6, he does this. He starts to remember the past. If anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So Paul is starting to go over his history, like his past. Hang on, excuse me. Didn't you just say that you've forgotten about it? You just said there's one thing I do, forgetting that which is behind me. No, you haven't. You haven't forgotten. So I ask myself, Paul, if you haven't forgotten completely, what kind of forgetting is this? Maybe it's not the kind of forgetting that I think it is. You might, like me, think to forget means you can't recall, that you can't remember. But you know what? As I did a study into the word here in the Greek, the word forget, the Greek word that is used actually means this. It means to neglect. It means no longer caring for. It means given over to oblivion. I tell you what, it's not. The forgetting the Apostle Paul is talking about is not a mental blocking out. It's not kind of supernatural amnesia. But what it is an intentional neglect of the things of the past. That means we choose to no longer feed it, to tend to it. We don't dress it. We don't rehearse it. We don't meditate on it. It's a choice to not dwell or camp at that place. So in the words of the movie Frozen, we let it go, let it go. Let's get this practical. What it's talking about is no dwelling on photos, for example, images. Had an interesting experience the other day. An ex-boyfriend turned up on Facebook. Now, those of you who think I just lived the most holy, perfect existence before I got married, I say to people, sometimes you kiss a few frogs before you find your prince. And this was a frog from the 80s. Just rocked up on Facebook. Amazing thing. Not the first time it's happened, might I add, but this one is different in that I actually have fond memories of this one. Some of them turn up and it's like, but beep, sorry, not even responding, delete, not even. But this one, I had some fond memories. He was a nice chap. In actual fact, I'd say he probably suffered more than me out of the whole thing. But he rocks up. Now, what it did for me, and so you know, I showed my husband. Here, babe, boyfriend, 1986. Here we go. but what struck me, because there was a time in my life where I had to choose in that relationship to let it go, to let him go. We just turned out, we just weren't heading in the same direction. I had the call of God on my life and he just was not interested. And just one of those convictions that I had that I had to let it go. But in going forward, there came a time I distinctly remember going back. Well, actually, I had to stop reading letters. This is in the day pre-email, friends. We're talking letters. And they would come from, because he was in England for some time. So reading the letters, not looking at the photos, not because what that is doing is attaching you to the past as you dwell and as you meditate and as you feed. And the Apostle Paul in saying, this one thing I do, no longer dwelling, no longer to I'm going to forget those things. What he is saying is I'm going to neglect those things. I'm going to neglect those things. Just making it practical. No dwelling on the images, rehearsing, reliving memories. No longer putting mental and emotional energy into what was. When Damien and I relocated from Adelaide to Sydney, how long ago was it now? Nearly 10 years ago, actually. We owned a home in Adelaide, which we felt had a conviction to sell. A lot of natural wisdom would have said, hang on to it, rent it. All sorts of arguments to keep it, but we felt in agreement after some time, might I add, because it was the home that I had built, a miracle home God had given me as a single woman, and I had a lot of emotional attachment to it, but we agreed together, and so we sold that home to move to Sydney. Now, I have to be honest, I thought, well, we sold in obedience, I was going to walk into another one. Yeah, makes sense to me. One door shuts, another one opens. You sow that seed, God gives you a tree. I mean, I'm just going to have a bigger. I knew it was more expensive to buy in Sydney like four times and a bar and more. But last year, actually it wasn't even last year, where are we? We're September, early this year, something struck me. And it was this. I'd sold the home in Adelaide, but I'd never let go of it. And I had built within myself, because we hadn't bought a new one, and I had got incredibly discouraged, incredibly resentful. Resentful towards the Lord, and also resentful. Don't give me a hoo like that doesn't happen to you. Come on, let's be real here. We can be real in Rockingham, yeah? And resentful towards my husband. Because somehow I'd forgotten along the way that I'd actually agreed that we were going to sell it. I blamed him. You made us sell. That was my house and now we've got nothing. And I came to the realisation that I, in my heart, was still living in that house in Adelaide. I'd physically moved to Sydney and had been there for nearly 10 years. But in my heart, I had not moved on. I had not really pressed on. And I had to do something called a forgetting ceremony. I just want to give you something practical here today, because some of you need to do this. What I did, just with a couple of my prayer partners, a couple of girls that I pray with most weeks, and all I did, it was on the spot. It wasn't planned out. It was just, most things that I do are like this. Just the best things seem to be just spontaneous. I just drew a quick picture of a house on a piece of paper. I put it on the floor, and with two of us, my friends here, I just prayed and I just surrendered it to God. I let it go and I stepped over. I said, Lord, I leave it behind. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to forget about it. No guarantee anything to take its place. No guarantee but just because I knew it was occupying real estate in my soul that God had assigned to something new. That was I tell you what, God is interested in real estate, but even more than that, he's interested in the real estate of your heart. Yep, what is holding it? For someone here today, it might be a similar situation, the business you lost, the relationship you lost, the husband, the wife you lost, the marriage that went under. You know, it might be the business that went under. I don't know what it is for you, but I've learned we have to let go of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, sometimes there are things, you know, where we've been hurt and where we've been abused or where there's been an injustice. We have to let go of that. But my house was a miracle from God that I had built without even a cent in the bank towards a deposit. It was an incredible miracle. And I had to let, just like Abraham had to let go of the miracle Isaac. There is a letting go. It's not easy, huh? This is great news. I've got some good news for you. Because it's not easy. It's not easy to forget the past. It's not easy. I mean, so you know, it's okay for, I'm thinking Apostle Paul, yeah, okay for you forgetting those things which are behind. Yeah. So some things very hard to forget in the natural. Very hard to not feed it, dwell there. Just, you know, that emotional energy. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. But I want to look at the example of Joseph. I want to show you how the power of something can be prized off your soul. The power of something, it can be prized off your soul. Joseph, if anyone had a reason to remember, it was Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers. In actual fact, they wanted to kill him. He was only still alive because of one brother who said, no, no, let's not kill him. And he had intention of rescuing him. But as it turned out, he was thrown into a pit. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. Then he's falsely accused of rape in the house of Potiphar where he served, imprisoned, forgotten. I mean, honestly, if anyone had reason to be bitter, it's Joseph. And he's once released, he became the prime minister of Egypt. And He has two sons. Two sons. In Genesis 41, verse 51, says, Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh. Manasseh means causing to forget. For he said, God has made me forget all my trouble and hardship and all the sorrow of the loss of my father's household. So remember, he is taken to another land. When he was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery by his brothers, he lost everything. His father, his family, life as he knew it, his home, to a whole foreign land, foreign gods. It was so alien. He lost it all. But he says God had given him Manasseh. Manasseh, causing to forget, because God has made me forget. God has made me forget. And the good news is this, that there is a supernatural grace that comes from God that can cause you to forget. Forget that which you cannot humanly forget. Let go of that which you cannot humanly let go of. That there is a power that God can give you your Manasseh. God wants to give you your Manasseh. And I'm believing God is raising the expectation here this morning that you can forget things that you have never, ever had the power to forget. Those things that are still niggling on the inside of you. And you know what? There may be no evidence whatsoever on the outside. I mean, people have got no idea that thing. I went through an interesting church season some years ago where I was a part of a church. Let's just say it wasn't a good fit. Wasn't a good fit. Just to be kind. Wasn't a good fit. And for years after, because I did suffer quite a bit of injustice in that season. And I continued on in the ministry, continued on. God led me and my husband to another church here at Oxford Falls, where we are now, part of C3. But even though I seem to be progressing, that bitterness, unforgiveness, the hurt, the woundedness was still there. In fact, a friend of mine ministering in a church in Brisbane who knew the circumstance said to me, this was a couple of years ago, "You're still not over it, are you? It's good to have honest friends. Good to have honest friends. You're not over it." And Damien and I had decided that we weren't going to be the people coming into the new church complaining about the old one. We'd made that decision. And we had told them nothing about some of the things that had happened to us and me in particular. But last year, there came a time and we felt we had to. We felt it was time to bring it into the light. This is like 8 years down the track. To bring it into the light. To our pastors, our immediate pastors, Mark and Bernie Kelsey. And so we agreed that's what we had to do. Because sometimes the grace in forgetting comes as we bring something to the light. Sometimes the grace to forget, your Manasseh comes as you share it with someone else. And in our case, we really felt we needed to share it with someone in spiritual authority over us so that they could just break that oppression that had been over us, and in particular me. And I'm telling you what, as we did that, God gave us our Manasseh, the grace to forget, the grace to let it go. And even the fact that I'm able to talk about it is evidence of what God has done in moving me forward. Then there's evidence in Joseph's life of how powerful, how real it actually was. Because when his brothers came to Egypt, there was a time of famine, and his brothers came to Egypt to get food, supplies, because Joseph was the one responsible for providing supplies, food, feeding people, providing for their needs, managing the affairs and the finances of the nation. that his brothers came and they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him, but he recognized them. And it says he remembered them and wept. And even though he remembered what they'd done, how they'd thrown him into the pit, sold him into slavery, told their father that he had been killed by wild animal, even though he remembered, he had been able to press on. He remembered and had forgotten. This is the dichotomy. This is the paradox in God. You can remember but have forgotten. You can remember, he remembered his brothers and what they had done, but he had forgotten because he wept. He wept with compassion. He wept that he got to see his brothers again. There was absolutely no sign whatsoever of any malice, any anger, any bitterness, any unforgiveness. Why? Because he had received his Manasseh. He wasn't stuck. He reached forward. He pressed toward his destiny, the call of God as the Prime Minister of Egypt. But there's one more. Have the worship team return, please. In Genesis 41, 52, it says he named his second son Ephraim. Ephraim, which means fruitfulness. For God has caused me to be fruitful and very successful in the land of my suffering. Fruitful and very successful. First was Manasseh, you've caused me to forget. Second was Ephraim, you've caused me to be fruitful. And let me say this to you this morning, church, forgetful precedes fruitful. Forgetful precedes fruitful. If you feel like you're stuck somewhere today, if there is an area in your life where you have not seen what you've been believing to see, praying to see, you just have a feeling in your spiritual waters, yep, that you're stuck, something's going on. I pray God opens your eyes to identify something in you that you just might need to forget. I pray for the illumination of heaven to come on your souls today. I pray for a spirit of revelation to flood this place. I see it happening individually, but I also see it happening in the realm of the spirit, in the soul of this church. I am seeing God illuminating and putting his finger on things. And there are just some little areas where God is going to come and he's going to bring healing and there's going to be a release and a letting go, because forgetful precedes fruitful in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of the podcast. For more information about C3 Rockingham, please visit www.c3r.org.au or call us on 9524 5055.